Brainstorming and sharing ideas is the funnest part of the creative process. We decided to skip the boring part of actually making stuff and just do the fun part. I'm your host, Tom Walma.
Angie Burgess.
Mark Hamilton.
And this is Creativity Wasted. And Tommy, your mic did not work. So I did a podcast idea years ago called the Innovation Olympics. And I wanted a bunch of like new Olympic events where people would build like shoes to climb up walls. And like part of whether you win or not is based on how good your invention is for the task at hand. And one of the ideas I had in that, have you ever seen those Japanese game shows where people fall down and like one of them where they all run through like a door? And some of them are real doors that they just hit and bounce backwards, and some of them are paper doors that they run through.
I've never seen that, but that's funny.
That's
You're
like most
talking like
extreme.
MXC?
Yeah, MXC is one of them. But I guess that sort of inspired me. I thought it'd be cool if there was a battering ram to burst through a door, but it's like kind of like an upside down canoe. Like people inside an upside down canoe battering into the door, and then they could like turtle their legs up into the battering ram as they go through the door. So they could like, as they're running through a wall or a door, the first guy, as it's smashing through, he lifts his legs up as the thing is going through the door. And then once it's through, he puts his legs back down, and then the people behind him lift their legs up and I called it the Trojan horse battering ram. So it's like a battering ram, in this case, for police, where the policeman is actually inside the battering ram. So basically, a problem with like a police raid now is that the perp can shoot above the battering ram or below the battering ram into the cop. But what if the cop is in like a bulletproof battering ram? When he runs in, he's like in this protected like sphere thing, so he doesn't have to worry about getting shot.
What about the cops behind him that are propelling him? Aren't there, you said, multiple people in the battering ram?
Well, I mean, so I had a few different ideas for well,
Maybe
two
the
different
second guy
ideas for the
would get
design,
shot.
but maybe we could
I
maybe
always want to be
someone
the first guy because I
maybe
get
put a
the
civilian first.
battering ram. Or the third guy. The second guy would get it. But
So when I thought of it, not for the Olympics, but for the police, like for this idea, I thought one of them could be like a Chinese parade dragon. So there's like a bunch of people, like their waist up is inside the thing. Maybe the guy in front has like a gun and like a sight. There's like a little hole where the gun can shoot out, you know? So, but then it's the human's feet pushing the thing, and maybe it's like flexible between the people. So let's say they have to break into, yeah.
there you go. Huh.
So let's say they have to break into an apartment, and the door is there's like a wall like 3 feet away from the door, so they've got to like bend it. So like the first person batters through, but then there's like a flexible like bulletproof thing between all the people, so they're all in the same dragon, but it's like it's hard shell around the person, but then it's like soft and like bendable like between the people, but then their legs are exposed. But then I thought, well, you could have like bulletproof boots going up almost to the knee. I've never heard of bulletproof boots before, but why not? And then they could wear like bulletproof hoop skirts that go down to the boots. So it's
Hoop
like
skirts.
whatever, like a thing that goes all the way around their body and comes down
Pants.
pants.
That's what I call them, pants, but
I guess why didn't I think of pants?
I
I'm
like hoop
older than you
skirts.
guys. I don't know. Things are
Yeah.
changing. We always call
Hoop
them pants.
skirts with square dance skirts. They were
I guess
so.
I thought that like skin tight bulletproof things, like a bulletproof vest, isn't as good as like a thing that's like away from the person's body that
Like a
absorbs the
Chinese
bullets.
New Year float, you mean?
kind of, well, just in that they're all in it.
Fucking with you, Tom.
Well, that's what I called it. So,
what'd you call it?
You say, I called it the Chinese parade dragon battering ram. So that was one idea. And then the other idea I thought, what if you had, because the problem with that is that, especially if you're going to go through a wall or a window instead of a door, is that how do they know when to lift up their feet to go into the body of the thing, like to not trip over the debris that they're creating when they knock down the door or the window or whatever. Then I thought, well, what if you had, like, you know, those Boston Dynamics robots that sort of walk on feet? Mm. What if you had like a millipede version of that? So it's got a bunch of robot legs and it's just one guy who's like laying down inside the spherical thing, like with his gun pointed, you know, and he's got like maybe a Nintendo controller to control it, and he just steers it in. And then it's like, well, it's better than like an actual robot controlling the gun. It's still a person controlling the gun, but yeah, they can burst through. And because his life is never in danger, there's never like this, put it down, like no, dude, this. It's like, if they shoot, it doesn't matter. So all of the tension is gone. They can sit there for 5 minutes in the thing trying to talk the person down. There's no life and death scenario for the cop. He's just hidden in this bulletproof Trojan horse battering ram.
This sounds like the submersible going to see the Titanic, but like on land.
Yeah.
And controlled by people's feet. Yeah. Like the Flintstones version.
Flintstones. That's what popped into my head.
Yeah. Two-person horse costume, you know what I mean? Something like that. Yeah.
I don't know. It was just a silly idea. I like the idea of...
It's like a reverse bobsled.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a reverse bobsled.
The second one seems much more practical, Tom.
But my thought was,
I forget what you called it.
The second one, I don't know, I just called it the robotic leg Trojan horse battering ram.
Seems like I've maybe seen that in a movie someplace. Where a guy climbs in a suit, you know, and...
I mean, I've seen like Ace Ventura where he climbs in the horse.
Navigating and then with the
suit.
Climbs
out the ass of the horse. It looks like
the rhino.
Oh, yeah. What was that movie?
Ace Ventura when nature
calls. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That
wasn't the movie I was thinking of, but. But
I don't know if you're going to get raided by the cops, like, you know how like they swat like these social media people, they call in like a fake scenario and because they're live streaming on the internet, and then the SWAT team comes in and scares the shit out of them. Like, that's a thing that happens all the time on the internet with like YouTube stars. Would you rather it be a bunch of cops with guns or one cop in a robotic horse thing that comes trotting in.
I think I'd actually like that because it'd be a human in it. Because I'm thinking more or less that could be a drone type thing and just be robots breaking into people's house. So there's an opportunity for human error in that. But I don't know. It sounds terrifying, actually.
Both.
Maybe you could put a smiley face on the front of it. Or something.
There you go.
Or make it look really cute. I know if I had to do a raid, I'd rather be in a bulletproof thing
than not. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with you on that one.
The first thought I actually had is when you were talking about it, the battering ram itself, its only aggression is like its brute force itself. You're being totally like, you know, protected. And I don't know, when you're doing a raid or something like that, don't you think you'd want some other force besides just like forward motion? But you're saying it kind of curves, right? And we're wearing these hula skirts underneath that are bulletproof, right?
No, it's the hula skirts.
Yeah. I guess like
pants. I pants, think man.
Bulletproof pants, man.
I did think that the guy in the front would be like super strong, like the heaviest one of the group. Mm-hmm. And maybe it could like be like a piston thing that shoots out when it hits to batter a little bit. Maybe if the force of like a person running forward is
launching, yeah, propels it. Yeah.
I don't know. But I'm picturing like a log, like a giant log, like an Indiana Jones thing. If a log like swings down, like something that's really big and weighs like 100 pounds, I think it can bust through a door even if it's going relatively slow.
It's even like the oars, you know, on like one of those big ships, you like tuck in your oars or something type thing.
But just like the momentum of a thing that's like 200-300 pounds, like flat fronted, like a just boom, like into an ordinary door. I think it would just, or it's like a car. Like if you're going to drive a car into a door, it doesn't really need to be going that fast to knock down the door. I think the same principle applies with a 300-pound battering ram with people in it.
Just knock on a door and hope they open it.
Yeah, maybe you need a knocking thing on the front. So they knock on the door, like from inside the battering ram, like a hand comes out.
Yeah. Doorbell.
And they look through the peephole. And yeah, I don't know. I would hope they would use it sparingly, like first, and then emergency. Resort to the battering ram at the last thing. Or if it's like a hostage situation, then they do the battering ram, not like for every call. Or you could use it for fire too, I bet. I bet it would be good for fire.
Mm-hmm.
Firefighters. It's like fireproof.
Yeah. Might be good for fires.
Have the jaws of life attached to it. You're just saying like people are in a car accident and they're like, all right, we got to put this battering ram thing on and get them out of there.
Bring in RoboCop. Yeah.
Right, there we go.
Animal control too. Like you could have a pet bear and they wouldn't need to shoot the pet bear because you're in like a bear proof invasion thing. Like, you know how they always shoot the dogs? I always thought that was cruel that cops shoot people's dogs when they bust in. You wouldn't need to do that if you were in this thing, probably.
That seems like the most practical application for the pets. Unless you're talking about a bear. I don't know people that have pet bears, but crazy dog, crazy whatever, send the guy in your suit. You know what I mean?
I guess you could even, the one that you lay in, if you're going to go camping, like in the woods, like where there might be bears, just camp in the robotic suit.
Just the use centipede it instead suit?
Of a tent. Just like you wouldn't even have to carry the tent. And it just walks with you down to the campsite.
You are the tent.
You are the tent.
It's glamping.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like a crazy word for glamping, the Trojan glamping.
Yeah.
Although there would be a risk that the hunters might shoot you if you looked like an animal on all fours. But it's bulletproof, so I guess it doesn't matter, right?
You're safe, Tom.
Yeah. Well, I guess we can wrap it up. You guys have any comedy shows or podcasts or social media things you want to plug?
I actually just signed up for another Zoom workshop. Every now and then I do Zoom comedy classes with Dave Schwinson.
He's in Cleveland.
He used to be a booker for Evening at the Improv years ago. And then when the pandemic hit, he started doing online comedy workshops.
Oh, cool.
Like $75 for 4 weeks, and we just get together and write. And then the fourth week is kind of like a showcase where we invite friends or whoever, family, just to kind of test your material out and see where you get the laughs.
And that's all done online?
All online.
Oh, cool.
I'm doing Bricky's World Record Comedy Festival in 2024. There's a place out in Miamisburg, Ohio. It's out in the Dayton, Ohio area.
Yeah.
And they're doing 80 continuous hours of stand-up comedy.
Holy
and shit. I signed up to be in it. So I had to do 15 minutes. And with the rules to keep it going, there has to be at least, I guess, 10 people in the audience at all times. Mm-hmm. And people have to perform at least a 15-minute set, each comedian.
Oh, wow.
Are they going for a world record or something?
Yeah. Yep, world record.
Oh, that's cool. That'd be fun. Yeah.
If you like this podcast, please subscribe and give a review or rating on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you got it.
I have a website, creativitywasted.com, and I also started a Patreon. So if you love the show, consider donating to Patreon.
Thanks for listening.
This has been a production of Planet Amp Podcast, powered by Pinecast.